The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon Tierney is back with me, continuing his series, How to Do Stuff. How to do what this week, Simon?
How to organise the perfect TV dinner. Today is International TV Dinner Day for all who celebrate.
It's been a year.
It's been a year.
I can't believe it. The time flies.
Comes around. I'd like to pay a special shout out to all your listeners who are currently in the kitchen listening to The Hard Shoulder, busily preparing, curating even, a beautiful dinner to have in front of the telly a little bit later on this evening.
So can I ask, what constitutes a TV dinner? Is it just the normal dinner you would be having, but instead of having it at the kitchen table, you're watching television?
God, no.
Oh, no, okay.
No.
All right.
No. A TV dinner is...
There's a whole set of criteria you have to meet.
Yeah, there's a whole set of rules, because you can't wander over to the couch with some sloppily put together, you know, saucy meal that's going to spill all over the couch. You need to be very careful about how you choose this, right?
Saucy.
Now, there's a lot of judgment around this. You know, when I was doing my research, I came across John Turode, the former MasterChef judge.
Yes. Has he been cancelled? The other one certainly has. Greg Wallace.
He's been fired. No, both of them have been fired, I believe.
Okay.
And he said that, I would never consume food in front of the television. I don't understand why people would want to sit with some food on their lap and dribble down their shirt all over the clean sofa. He said, a sofa is for sitting on and enjoying and relaxing. I would say, no, John.
Well, I would say to that, John is obviously a very messy eater. Most of us are capable of consuming food, John, without it dribbling down our shirts and onto the sofa. Yeah. I think you've got a whole other issue going on there, John.
Some sort of bib, John, is in order.
I couldn't eat there. Sure, all the food that slobbers all down all over your clothes every time you eat a meal.
Exactly.
How could you do that on the sofa?
Exactly. And he says a sofa is for sitting and relaxing. To quote the great Matt LeBlanc in Friends, if you don't have a TV in your sitting room, how do you know what to point your sofa at?
Yeah, I know. One of my favourite things is looking at fancy houses on daft.ie and wondering where the TV goes in the living room, because they've obviously hidden it for the photographs. Yeah. And I'm like, there's no way you live on a house worth £4 million in Palmerstown Road or wherever it happens to be.
And you don't have a telly.
And there's no telly in the house.
Yeah.
Instead, they've got all these sofas facing each other in the middle of the room.
But there was a period where people
staring
used to hide
each other.
People used to hide their tellies. Yeah. Like, I remember that. I remember my mum putting the TV in a kind of a wooden box at one stage.
Like the way Protestants put their toaster in the closet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is it?
Where you'd pull back the doors of the cupboard to reveal the television.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I remember that. We got a man in to build it and everything.
Brilliant.
Anyway, a TV dinner, it has to be curated, right? There's certain rules around it because accidents do happen. Mm. Now, we have a big rug over our couch. So if the ultimate does happen, you can pull off the rug and put it in the washing machine. Great. Very handy. The other thing that's, you know, to be recommended is that with a TV dinner, you would never serve it on a flat plate. You would always have it on a plate with a decent lip, as we call it in the industry, or preferably a bowl.
Okay, before we get to all of that, is there a point in time that we can identify and say this is where the TV dinner phenomenon started? Because I suspect if, you know, TVs became more and more ubiquitous from about the 60s onwards, really, in Ireland, I can't imagine many people. I don't think of it in my mind as a cultural phenomenon in this country, certainly in the late 60s, early 70s, people sitting down in front of the telly to eat their dinner.
So the first person ever on Irish television, on RT television, was Eamon de Valera on New Year's Day in 1962.
Yeah.
He loved a TV dinner.
Did he?
Oh, God, he did. No, I don't know. But what we do know...
That would have been a great fact.
That would have been great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
As we prepare for the presidency, De Valera
eat that, McCullough.
Loved his...
There's your dev fact you didn't know you had.
Loved his telly dinners after the Angelus. But it does go back to that period. Certainly in an American context, it was the Swanson Company that developed them in the late 1950s. But certainly in terms of respectability and sort of legitimizing eating on your lap in front of the telly, Ronald Reagan has a lot to answer for. Yeah, there's a famous photograph. I put this up on my social media earlier of him and Nancy in the White House residence. It looks like the Oval Office, but it's not. It's actually his private study. And they both have a TV dinner on a one of those kind of classic American TV trays that you would put your dinner on, and they're watching the CBS Evening News. And they're kind of in their slippers, and Nancy is kind of cross-legged on her armchair. And, you know, it kind of, it spoke to the American public that, you know, it's okay to sit in front of the telly with your dinner, because the American president, this kind of personification of respectability as Ronald Reagan was in the 80s, deems it okay to do so.
So I interrupted you when you were about to start talking about the rules. You talked about your bowl, more bowl than plate.
Yeah, or at least a plate with a decent lip.
A deep plate.
Yeah, like I made a big mistake a couple of weeks ago. I think I was making some sort of pasta with a sauce, but I made the sauce too thin and I gave it to Ingrid as she was sitting on the couch, and she literally, she tilted the plate at a very slight angle to get comfortable, and the entire sauce went onto her lap.
Oh my God.
But now, for two
like
reasons.
Like your man Tarode.
Like Tarode. Like she was Tarode. She was Ingrid Tarode.
Oh God.
And the problem was twofold. First of all, I served the dish in a plate with too shallow a lip.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, my sauce was not viscous enough. TV dinners must have a thick, viscous sauce that travels slowly across the plate.
Okay.
So that you have time when you get into the danger zone, as it's moving towards the edge of the plate, disaster is about to happen, it's about to fall over you, you can pull it back from that danger.
Okay.
From the cliff.
What about the cutlery?
Cutlery. So I'm a big fork man. I would never use a knife and a fork. You should try and prepare a meal
for all
that's bite-sized. No, for TV dinners.
Oh, right.
You should try and have bite-sized meals. So everything is kind of pre-cut. Stir fries, you know, bolognese, things like that.
You don't want to sit down with a massive steak.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now, I do that on occasion.
But you get Ingrid to cut it up for you first.
I do.
After Gigi's, could you just cut my steak as well there, Ingrid? Thank you.
Yeah, she cuts up my spaghetti as well. I also recommend a lap desk. Have you ever heard of a lap desk?
No.
Okay, this is a game changer for fans of TV dinners. A lap desk is basically a tray that under it, it has a kind of a bean bag attached to it. Have you ever seen one of these?
No, stop the lights.
I actually think I saw them in the middle aisle in Lidl the other day. If anyone's
half tray, half bean bag.
Yeah, but the idea is that you can put it on your lap and it kind of molds around your thighs. It's actually it's called a lap desk because people use them for like working on your laptop while you're in bed, but they're actually ideal for breakfast in bed or TV dinners.
Okay.
Because you can shape it really well and your plate is very secure on your knees. We have one at home. They're brilliant. Really recommend that.
Awkward to store, I'd imagine.
They are very awkward to store, yeah. Like, if you have two of them, especially.
Trays are, you tend to slide trays into, like, maybe the gap between the microwave and the wall, those types of
exactly,
spaces.
Yeah.
But if it's got a beanbag symbiote,
it actually takes up quite a lot of space, to be honest, but it's worth it. Like, if you're having TV, a dinner in front of the telly, like, 3 or 4 or 5 nights a week, you need to get a lap desk.
You do. You need a lap desk.
Will you get a lap desk?
I'm not sure.
After this conversation?
I'm not sure if I'll get a lap
desk. You need a lap desk.
I don't know if I've got the requisite storage for a lap desk. That's my issue. So your lap desk, you can have your bowl or your deep plate on.
Yeah.
You
and
can
your
have
fork,
your single fork
or
because that's all you'll need or a spoon. What about cups?
Wine. Okay. Again, another big
wine.
Issue the other
glass
day.
Of milk.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, here we go again. You and your glass of milk. I bet you're one of those people who drinks milk out of either a pint glass or a wine glass.
There's nothing wrong with either.
Yeah.
Straight out of the carton is obviously the ideal way to drink milk.
Yeah, and warm.
Yeah.
Room temperature.
Lovely.
Car temperature.
Lovely.
We were having a glass of wine with our TV dinner the other night. And my eldest daughter, Gigi, was sitting in the middle between us. Actually, we were watching the US Open men's final on Sunday night. And I just knew that I shouldn't have my glass of wine anywhere near the couch because she doesn't stop moving. She has a condition that's known as ants in your pants. And she just doesn't stop moving while she's on the couch. And finally, her foot went straight into the glass of wine and the wine went all over the carpet. So be very careful with your glass of wine. Keep it separate to the couch area.
Well, then finally, you touched on something there. A mess. There's a spillage. And what happens when there's a spillage? You've got to get up. You've got to move. This is the real drawback of the TV dinner. If you don't have everything around you within reach, it defeats the whole purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you've got to be prepped.
Yeah, it does. And I actually had my salt beside me, and I didn't have to move when she poured the wine on the carpet.
You just threw the salt on
it. I threw the salt on top of the red wine.
Yeah.
No problem.
Threw the cellar at Gigi.
Try and keep either a wet cloth or a packet of baby wipes very close as well.
Yes.
Particularly if you're having finger food like ribs or something.
Oh,
yeah. Like
I don't know about ribs on the sofa now.
We had ribs on the sofa last week.
Oh, my God.
It was a dreadful mess.
It was. I'm sure it was. Anyway, on that note, Simon Tierney will be back with another edition of How to Do Stuff next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.